Chapter 18, More Than Smiling. Want to change the direction of your day instantly? Smile. It sounds almost too simple, like a slogan on a motivational poster, but science backs it up. When you smile, even if you do not feel like it, your body responds. Your brain releases dopamine and endorphins. Stress hormones drop. Your muscles relax. Your heart rate settles. And just like that, your mood begins to shift. Smiling changes you. Smiling is not just an outward gesture. It is a message to your brain that says, we are okay. Life is not as bad as it feels. Your body influences your emotions more than most people realize. That is why posture matters. That is why breathing matters. That is why smiling, even a forced smile at first, can trick your brain into adjusting how you feel. Try it the next time you are in a funk. Stand up, shoulders back, smile. It may feel awkward for a second, but give it a moment. You will feel the shift. Smiling changes others. Think about the last time a stranger smiled at you. Did you frown back? Probably not. Smiles are contagious. They are tiny gifts you give to others without saying a word. A genuine smile disarms tension. It puts people at ease. It builds trust. In business, it can open doors. In relationships, it can heal wounds. In day-to-day interactions, it can brighten someone else's mood in ways you may never fully realize. Sometimes a simple smile at a cashier, a waiter, or a tired coworker is the only kindness they will receive that day. Do not underestimate the impact. Smiling is free. The best part about smiling is that it costs nothing. No membership, no tools, no excuses. You can do it anytime, anywhere, and the return on investment is tremendous. Even if people do not smile back, you have still done your part. You have chosen to project positivity instead of negativity. You have chosen to be the spark instead of the shadow. A personal note, I have lost count of how many times smiling has shifted the tone of a difficult day for me. In business meetings, on airplanes, and grocery store lines, a simple smile has opened conversations, softened tension, and reminded me and others that life does not have to be as heavy as we make it. It does not solve every problem, but it softens the edges of almost all of them. What your face reveals. Nothing shows more about your emotional state than your facial expressions. We read people this way constantly. Years ago, I enjoyed a TV series called Lie to Me, which focused on micro-expressions, the tiny involuntary twitches, squints, or movements that reveal inner thoughts. Professional poker players call these tells. NLP practitioners use them to understand the connection between physical expression and emotional state. This raises an interesting question. If your negative emotions can influence your physical expression, can the reverse be true? If you smile, even without a reason to smile, does the physical act influence your emotional state? Try it right now. Smile, even a small one. Feel the difference? I do. Body language speaks too. Our body language tells the world what we are feeling. Folded arms can communicate defensiveness or withdrawal. Avoiding eye contact can suggest insecurity or discomfort. A relaxed, open posture invites connection. None of this requires you to be a scientist to understand, just observant. A smile, even a subtle one, signals openness, warmth, and approachability. Your smile is a social invitation that says, it is safe to connect with me. A smile makes the world respond to you. Charlie Chaplin understood the power of smiling when he wrote his famous song, Smile, encouraging people to smile even through heartache. He understood that smiling lifts the spirit, even when life feels difficult. I practice smiling throughout my day, while walking, driving, golfing, shopping, or just moving from one place to another. I smile when I am alone. And almost every time I make eye contact with someone, they smile back, even people driving past me in their cars. Sometimes they even greet me with, hello, how are you? One sincere smile creates a ripple of positivity wherever it goes. It might sound strange, but smiling is a wonderful way to move through life. It certainly beats looking grumpy. The social power of a smile. People gravitate toward warm, friendly faces. A smile makes you more approachable, more trustworthy, and more memorable. In personal relationships, smiles strengthen bonds. In professional environments, smiles smooth communication and build rapport. In moments of tension, a smile can act as emotional first aid, lowering defenses and opening the door to cooperation. A smile is your built-in relationship tool, communication tool, and happiness tool. Smiling as a habit. Smiling can become a habit, just like any other positive behavior. The more you practice it, the more automatic it becomes. Soon, you are not forcing it, you are simply experiencing more moments worth smiling about. Your brain becomes trained to look for positivity, and you naturally start seeing more of it. Smiling is not pretending life is perfect. It is choosing to lean toward the light instead of the dark. The physiology of joy. Scientists have discovered that when you smile, even intentionally, your vagus nerve is activated, which lowers stress, slows your heart rate, and signals your body to relax. This is why smiling can interrupt spirals of anxiety or frustration. It is not imaginary, it is biological. Your biology is always listening to your behavior. Smiling builds confidence. A smile sends a message to your subconscious that you are capable of handling whatever comes your way. It quietly boosts confidence. When you smile in challenging moments, you are telling yourself, "I've got this," even before you believe it. Confidence grows from small signals repeated often. The practice of smiling. Practice smiling intentionally. Smile at cashiers. Smile at waiters. Smile at coworkers. Smile at neighbors. Smile at strangers. Smile at yourself in the mirror every morning. Not everyone will smile back. Some will. Either way, you have made the world lighter for them and yourself. A smile is the fastest way to change your mood and someone else's. Reflection exercise. Smile more. For the next 7 days, challenge yourself to smile more often intentionally. Morning mirror. Start your day by smiling at yourself in the mirror, even if you do not feel like it. Daily interactions. Pick at least 3 moments each day to smile at someone, a coworker, a stranger, a friend, a cashier. Evening reflection. At night, write down how people responded. Did anyone smile back? Did it change the way you felt? Notice how something so small can ripple outward in ways you did not expect.